Denik, who had spent many marks patiently idle before many politicians, including and not least the mouth of the Plains Lord, held a pleasant expression on his face, counted the hairs of his foster cousin's drooping mustache, and waited. Finally, Volt said, "How is Agane?" Denik knew the question was no more than a courtesy, and he knew Volt knew, too. Volt's practiced adoption of palace district niceties was even more impressive than his own, but then the mouth of the Plains Lord had a talent for putting on his neighbor's clothes and eating from their pantry. Denik invested an equal measure of civility in his response. "Her day seems better than some. At least that was her condition when I left to answer your summons." Volt nodded minimally, as much as Denik expected, and got to it. "You heard about the fire?"
"I saw the smoke, heard the bells."
"The city will know this before Tahai. The fire was a distraction." Denik knew he couldn't rush Volt, and any hint he hoped to would have the adverse effect.
"I would say it's distracted everyone in Anakintog."
Volt's lip twitched before stretching to a full grin. "The infant Raneth was taken." Despite his general distaste at being Volt's tool, Denik was intrigued. "The Alliance?" Volt shrugged. "If we are responsible, I was given no warning." Despite his dichotomous role, Denik inwardly bristled at being included. "A ransom?" Volt shook his head, dismissive. "No. No person, no state, no organization has declared any involvement. The kit is gone, and people are dead. That's all the palace has revealed. I don't have any reason to think there's more to it than that. For now." "And so?" "It doesn't matter why Raneth has been kidnapped. The palace is in chaos. The Allwarden All Tower is gutted. Rumor has it that one of them was injured." Volt's eyes widened in delight. "Or both." Denik would not have been surprised if Volt rubbed his palms together like a child at dessert. The mouth restrained himself as he continued. "The only heir of Aenic has been taken from his nursery, and the soldiers protecting the most powerful nation in Cabrith didn't even know he was gone until the place burned around them." Volt leaned forward. "We knew Aenic had grown soft. Now, it's crippled." Denik shifted on his cushion. Despite a lifetime of practice, he could not manage to feel balanced seated on the thing. "Volt, if the Plains Lord is thinking of war..."
"I don't know what he's thinking," Volt said, "yet. As his mouth and his ears, it's my responsibility to advise and to act in the interest of the Alliance of Clans." He jabbed an index finger in the air. "Our enemy is weak, frantic, and unsettled. Such an opportunity, Denik, must not be squandered or be allowed to pass too quickly."
Denik waited. "By Tahai," Volt said, "word will go out across the city and throughout Aenic, even, I am led to understand, to the Fane and Gundanal outposts, that anyone bringing Raneth home safe and whole will be rewarded with the unfettered gratitude of the Allwardenden." Denik nodded. "The guard must have their own ideas as to who's responsible. The entire country will help flush them out."
"And you, Denik? You want me to actively search for Raneth?"
"That, and more. The longer Aenic is in disarray and so ineffectual they cannot protect or find their own heir, the stronger our position will be."
"What do you want me to do, Volt?"
"Find the kit," the mouth said, "and make sure no one else does, and that Raneth is not recovered or returns ever."